Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Pierce, who's general manager with Pierce Flooring in Montana. John, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great. Glad to see you again.
Good to be with you. We're at the NFA fall meeting in Boston, Massachusetts, staying at the Fairmont. I wanted to catch up with you because, you know, most people have heard of Pierce Flooring. You basically are one of the leading floor covering chain of stores in Montana. I think you have 7 stores, and you've been in business almost 90 years, right?
Been a long time, actually. We've got in the flooring business right at the end of World War II, about 1943, actually, but been in various businesses since 1924.
Okay. And so let's talk about, first, I guess, to set the stage with business conditions. I know you've had a little bit of help from some of this fracking that's going on out there, but tell us what's going on with the economy in Montana.
Well, thank goodness that the majority of the recession is over with, and I refer to this fracking and the business in western North Dakota, natural resource development and oil, as an economic tsunami for Montana, and it's created a huge wave, and those waves have hit areas where we have stores now. So it's been very, very wonderful and very welcome.
I know you're in several different businesses. As you look at those different businesses like builder, multifamily, residential replacement, give us kind of a feel for what you're seeing out there.
Well, all categories are doing well. New construction is up dramatically for Montana. It's up about 40%. Commercial business and commercial remodel, new construction and remodel is up dramatically. And then we're doing a lot of property management and obviously residential replacement. And products that are selling, if I may, we see a strong surge in luxury vinyl tile, both commercially and residentially. Commercial carpet tile is very strong and very high styled. Wood floors out in Montana are very, very popular, and unfortunately there's not stable pricing in the wood category right now, so it's all over the boards, but those categories are the strong ones for us right now.
All right, so as far as bringing people in to your stores and building store traffic, talk about what you're doing that's successful there.
Well, one of the main things that we do, we advertise very strong and very aggressively in all the mainstream media. We are very attentive to our website and social media. We've hired a company out of Colorado to keep us updated on that. That's very, very important. And then we look outside the norm at different things that we can do. One of the things that we're doing, and it's just the second year, but we have, and breast cancer awareness is a big thing in our country, and we develop a golf tournament called Pierce Goes Pink Classic. It's our second year. Fortunately, we have a person that's a former assistant golf pro and a scratch golfer who came up with this idea, and the staff got excited, and it has raised incredible local awareness with all businesses because they like to give to a good cause. They like to have some fun, and so we have banks and realtors and contractors and insurance companies that have all rushed to sign up for this tournament. That'll take place Tuesday, October 1 this year.
What you're saying is you have traditional advertising. You also do special events. You're doing this golf tournament. Who actually plays in the golf tournament?
So a bank will provide a team, and it's got to be all women. Men are not allowed in this tournament, and that's kind of unique to the cause, and so that creates a lot of unique attention to it as well. But so a bank will put a team together, and they may dress up in costumes, and they have an absolute blast at this tournament. I would recommend it for anybody that's considering doing something different in their area in the terms of marketing and a good cause. And I think last year, the first year we did this, I think we gave close to $10,000 to a local hospital for breast cancer awareness.
When you take a look at your whole promotional budget and as a percentage of sales, without giving any secrets away, tell us what you think your percentage is for promotion as a percentage of top line.
Well, it varies per store, but on an average corporately, it's about 3.5% gross dollars. And then whatever we might get back in the form of co-op will help net that out. We will spend between $800,000 and $900,000 a year.
One of the things I'm curious about, I hear about you guys as being leaders in the business when it comes to offering consumer credit. Talk a little bit about what you're doing there.
We've had several different attempts with partners in consumer credit, but until recently, we hooked up with GE, and this is a plug for them, but through our association with Shaw Industries and GE, I couldn't have found two better partners to help participate in negotiated rates and buy-down rates, actually. So we have picked the ball up. A lot of people out in the world are used to paying things by the month, their cable TV, their house payments, their car payments, appliances, whatever. And we found that in the flooring business, not a lot of us have gone down that path. We took an aggressive approach to offering credit. And I know a couple of times a year, we'll offer 24 months, equal payment, no interest, consumer credit offers to our customers. And when it's all said and done, the cost to Pierce is virtually nothing. So that's one example. Another example is we have an outlet store that's advertising a whole house for $40 a month. And that's only to get to trigger the consumer's mind to say, I need to go in and check that out. And then hopefully we might be able to upsell them as well.
And when you promote that, are you doing that through the traditional means? How do you get the public to know about those kind of specials?
Well, actually, we do it through private mailers. We do it through traditional TV and newspaper ads. And we will also do it through our social networking sites, Facebook, LinkedIn.
So as I mentioned at the beginning, we are at the NFA meeting, and the beginning of this is what they call somewhat speed dating, where you get to meet with a lot of the suppliers and spend 20 minutes with each one of them. And then tomorrow there's a activity day, which is somewhat team building with the vendors. And then you start your board meeting. What's the best part of being part of the NFA?
I have to say it's the fraternal aspect of this, the combination of vendors, media, and the dealers. It's a family, and it's a close-knit family, and I love it where everybody gets to connect, share ideas, best practices, learn about new products. And we hear from the vendors it's one of the best venues in the industry, that they love this setting and this arrangement. So I just love the people, and we get to bring our wives along, and there's just such a great social aspect to this as well. It's wonderful.
All right, John, appreciate you spending time with us again. Been talking to John Pierce, who's general manager with Pierce Flooring in Montana, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.